Okay, I'm ready for another of the patreon.com/BenSaint Q&A update podcast. I told myself I was going to do another one of these this month. Didn't mean to wait till the very end of the month, but that's deadlines for you. Task always takes exactly as long as you allow it to take, or something like that. Let me, before I get into answering your questions, I said on the last one that I would answer, that I would do another one of these and answer your questions when a sufficient number of these had built up. And I think they have. I see 18 comments. That's pretty good. That might, we'll see how long we can go with that. Before I get into answering questions, let me just think here. I didn't really plan ahead for what I was going to talk about, but just general updates in terms of what I've been up with. I have been, as I said in the last podcast, after the last lecture went live, I was determined to get my book printed, and I have gone ahead with that, and the book is printing. The test copies are printing now, and I hope to have them in the next couple weeks, and then I will be doing the Kickstarter for those. I have more work to do to prepare for that Kickstarter, but at the moment, I can't do that much. I'm just kind of waiting to get those copies. So that means I'm not working on that at the moment, although I will have to pick that up again. In the meantime, I have also been the PCP, the Procrastinators Podcast. I have been, honestly, it's been like, what, 2 months? No, it's been December, January, February. Okay, it's been about 3 months since the last one. Oh, man. Well, I've done work. We had, okay. I think some of the new patrons might not know all the PCP stuff. Long story short, we had long-standing obligations to fulfill with that. I have done some work. I did work to fulfill many of those and wrap those up as best I could, which I have largely done. And in the wake of that, me and Gib, my co-host, are working on, we are working on sort of a rebranding, sort of revitalizing the PCP brand. We're going to branch out into, we think we're going to do, we've been talking about doing a comics anthology, like a regular digital published zine where we collect, basically people can submit comics and we publish it as a, maybe a monthly anthology or something like that. And we're making it, I have been working on making the new website for it. Gib has been drawing comics for it. I need to draw some of my stuff for that. I need to actually get on that as well. Building the website, Gib is going to do some icons and cover design and branding for the magazine itself. And that's all fun. That's all stuff I had to do. But I have also been, so I have been distracted, but I have also done some work, some preliminary work preparing for the next lecture. I said in the last Q&A that I thought, all right, so I said in the lecture that I would let people, I would let patrons choose the next lecture if I hit 100. I have not hit 100, and patronage has slowed down a bit. It has crept up. It almost like more than doubled, I think, or doubled or so, up to around 80, and I think it crept down a little bit, and now it's at like 77 or 78 or something like that. So got a lot of the way there, didn't get there. That's okay. So for the next lecture, I'm going to do something a little self-indulgent, and I was going to talk about the downfall of DigiBro, but I think I'm going to pivot, and I might still do that in the future, but at the moment, I'm thinking that what I'll probably want to do is like a history of the PCP, because if you don't know, the Procrastinators Podcast is a long and storied history involving a lot of names you may have heard. And it is sort of a kind of a weird drama. I think it's a weird drama. I think it's an interesting story to, I think there's good stuff there to be wrapped up and tied up and packaged into a lore lecture kind of video. I think it's content that's good for that. I'm not planning for it to be an 8-hour thing. So a lot of the preliminary planning is done. I have a lot of the materials that I wanted to go over for it. I've made some charts. I need to work on them a little bit more. Once they're finished, I mean, I probably won't take very long to shoot it And hopefully it won't take that long to edit it. I mean, assuming it's... I mean, gosh. I mean, the Mega Man one took like a month or two to edit. So if this one's only 2 hours, maybe this would only take a week or two to edit. You know? Might work out that way. Anyway, that's the immediate plan for the YouTube channel. Got a lot of stuff on my plate. And the lectures are not all that I'm focused on, but I am thinking about the next one, and I'm planning on trying to get one made pretty soon. I think that's all I really have to say about what I've been up to. That mostly covers it. So let's go to questions, and maybe I'll think of other stuff to say while I'm doing that. Let me just go here in reverse chronological order. All right. So, earliest comment from Riley Biddle. I would love to see a solid, definitive video on Bionicle lore. There seems to be a lack of good lectures on the series lore on YouTube, and it has an incredible depth to it. If you do, I would recommend approaching it in the chronological release order as opposed to the canonical timeline order, as there's some big plot twists that happen pretty quick if you just follow a timeline and not in the order things were released in. First of all, I want to say, like Mega Man, kind of. Before I answer that question directly, though, there is another thing that I've been doing, and that is the streams. I've started streaming again on twitch.tv/sanecomics. A couple years ago, I used to stream kind of a lot, and then I quit doing it, and I'm back because I want to play the Battle Network games so that I'll have played them, because I do want to make a Mega Man follow-up lecture, but I don't want to do it until I've played the games. I just would feel embarrassed to make that lecture having not played the games. So I'm going to play them. I just finished Battle Network 1, and I just started Battle Network 2 yesterday or the day before? No, today's Tuesday. Yeah, yesterday. I am generally streaming Mondays and Fridays. I've been doing that. That's the plan going forward. It might change for now. Mondays and Fridays, generally in the evenings, afternoons, evenings, Eastern Standard Time. I would encourage anyone who's interested in that and who wants to stop by to come check that out. It's been fun. I had a rough time getting acclimated to Battle Network 1. I could see there was a lot to like about it, but I found a lot of it really frustrating. Starting 2, I feel like it feels a little bit like the freaking Goku just took his weighted turtle shell off and now he can jump really high. He took the weights off and now he's really strong. Took the training wheels off. I've passed through the fire of the crucible? Yeah, of one, of the frustration of the kind of shitty design of one. A lot of sort of like not fully thought out implementation of various ideas. And two, it's a lot more smoother, and I think I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying two in the one stream of it I've done. So that's fun. Saint Comics, twitch.tv/Saint Comics, Mondays and Fridays. It's a good time. And I will make a lore video about the Battle Network side series when I finish those games. And there was not that much in Battle Network 1 for most of the game, but then you get to the end and it's like they dump a lot of genuinely really fucked up shit on you. And you had that revelation two streams ago. So, you know, I was thinking for a lot of the game, like, oh no, is there like not any lore? Is there like not any lore? No, I think there's lore. No, there's been lore. So it's, I think it will be a good, video. Just, you know, there's kind of a lot of games in that series and they're kind of long. They're RPGs and they take like 20 or 30 hours each. So, you know, I'll get through them when I get through them. So yeah, that's the other thing I've been up to. Forgot about that. Excited about that. All right. So about Bionicle, I happen to know of one Bionicle lecture that is on YouTube. It is by somebody who I hate. They are a bad person. They are a eugenicist, among other things. I won't say their name, but I don't. Now, now, Now it'll be really funny if there's like two people that have a bio and people and someone like gets confused and thinks I'm talking about one when I don't know who they are and I'm actually talking about the other. I don't, there's probably more. You say that there aren't good lectures about it on YouTube. Maybe you saw this person's lecture and it was bad. I haven't watched it. I think it's probably bad because I think everything they do is bad. But I don't know. I haven't seen it. So I know there are at least one video, but anyway, I don't know anything about Bionicle. I would do it if you voted for me to do it. Honestly, you're not the only person to ask for a Bionicle or a lecture. You are. It might be the most common request. Well, maybe that or like Metal Gear. I think probably that and Metal Gear are the two most common suggestions I've had. Strangely, because I don't know anyone that gives a shit about Bionicle. But I guess some people do. But I'll do it if it's voted for. Just got to hit 100. Next one from Dawson Emmerich. I'd love to see you research the story on a short, super obscure game because info will be limited but more fun. Something like Kicker Cubicle or Bubble Bobble or even Monster Boy in Wonder World. Okay. Well, I think what you're talking about would be like, are you talking about like production history, like how the game got made? Because like, I mean, there is a lot, there could potentially be a lot in any given game to talk about in that regard. That's not really lore. Like, is there a lot of lore in Bubble Bobble? I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be like if something were to get voted for in a vote after it hit 100 and they were like, let's say, for, also I've never even heard of Kicker Cubicle, but let's say they vote for Bubble Bobble and I'm like, okay, I'll look into every Bubble Bobble, and I look and like there literally is no lore. It is like the characters have names and like some of them are like siblings and like that's literally it. And there's, yeah, I don't know if that's the case, but let's say that turns out to be the case. At that point, I would have to be like, all right, is this lecture going to have to be 15 minutes long? Or or am I going to have to... I'd probably try and find something to make an interesting talk about. And I don't know what it would be. It might be production backstory. It might be like inspirations, or maybe like where it falls in like a sort in like a cultural tradition. Maybe, I don't know, talk about how the Bubble Bobble dinosaurs are like inspired by Godzilla or something. How they're a commentary on capitalism, or I don't know. I would try to make it a good video. yeah, that's all I have to say. Unless I'm wrong and Bubble Bobble has rich lore, which would be pretty... If it does, that would actually be really, really funny topic for a video. Next one from Jack Guidera. I hope I'm saying that right. I'd be curious to see how you'd handle a lecture on the Proto Men and their take on the Mega Man story. The second album about Light and Wily as young men is great, though it hits a bit different after Mega Man 11. Would Albert have taken over the world if he wasn't so obsessed with Double Gear? The second album. Let me. Second album of Light and Wily is Young Man. Okay, I haven't heard the second album. I think I've only heard the one. You know, I don't know. Okay. Maybe I'm thinking about this wrong. Maybe I'm thinking in terms of like scope. Like when I'm talking about like a lore lecture, when the reason that I picked Mega Man is because Mega Man is composed of all these disparate games and side series that all sort of relate to each other. So there's all these connections to draw. I don't know. Like, the Proto Men specifically do not really have a universe. Like, they're just an alternate telling of the Mega Man universe. I don't know much about like music and bands, so I don't know if I'd be the person to talk about like the Proto Men as a band. In terms of like the story that their albums are telling, I think it would probably make the most sense to fit it into like a larger video about like, you know, other tellings of the Mega Man story, which might include, you know, the Ruby Sears anime, the Archie comics, the freaking card game or whatever, you know, which all have their different lore. So, and like the Proto Men albums and the Megas might be like two, you know, branches of that tree. that would probably be, and they might, and yeah, and yeah, maybe you might say like, well, there's nothing in the Proto Men that says that Wily and Light didn't go to robotics university and invent the double gear system. WYCP, hello, says, have you blown up? No. The video, I don't know if I'd say the, I mean, the video did well. It did well. It exceeded my expectations. By some metrics, I think you could say the video blew up. But did I blow up because of it? Not really. You know, Patreon patrons doubled, more or less, which is nice. But that's not blowing up. Blowing up is when the graph goes, it shoots up, right? So I wouldn't say I blew up. Maybe next time. Luke Sheff, hello, seen your name around. You're an old head patron. I would absolutely love it if you did this style of video on Homestuck. Either Homestuck as a franchise or just everything Hussey has ever written. I loved Gibbo's lecture, but no one has really made a comprehensive Homestuck video. I think you would be the perfect guy for the job. I'd love to watch you shit on Homestuck too. Okay. You know what? You know what? It's not that bad an idea. I kind of think, I mean, I don't know. I wonder, has anyone done a video where they just like explain the plot of Homestuck? Someone has got to have tried that, right? I mean, there is a lot there. And I mean, I think if you want to fully explain Homestuck, you pretty much have no choice but to also explain, you know, at least Problem Sleuth and probably Jailbreak, maybe Bard's Quest. You probably wouldn't have to do that. I am a Psycholonials defender, so I probably would include Psycholonials in a extended Homestuck lecture, just because. Maybe I would try and argue that maybe it takes place in the same universe, although I don't really think it does. But maybe there's an argument. I would want to fit it in and mention it somehow in the context of everything. And yeah, Homestuck 2, I have not read any of it. I didn't even read like the post ending stuff, like Meat and Candy. Didn't read it. Haven't read it. This fucking gets bad after. Don't read after. Maybe I would divide the lecture into like the first half, the part that's good, and it would go up to the end of Act 4, and then I would be like everything else, and it's like Act 5 on, and it's like literally like a quarter of the board would be the good stuff, and everything else would be shit. I think I haven't looked into it. I don't know what other videos on the subject are out there. If other people have already done it, I would think, oh, well, I don't need to do it. But if no one has really tried to make, like, a huge, sprawling, like, let me explain everything about the plot of Homestuck to you, you know what? I'm going to Google it. Honestly, I wonder. Okay, let's see right now. Okay, well, there's the Sarah Zed history of Homestuck, which is not really about Homestuck, the story. I mean, there's a Homestuck iceberg. There's the entirety of Homestuck in 5 minutes, but, like, that's not... Okay, there's Homestuck summarized, and it's a playlist. How many views do these have? 100K, probably. By the end, I bet this is getting, like, 10K. 18K, okay. I mean, these are, yeah, I'm not seeing, and maybe I'm missing something, but I'm not seeing, oh my god, this guy has a My Little Pony avatar, Jazzy Waffles. I'm not seeing anything in the style of, you know, Charlie from Always Sunny crouched over his corkboard, you know, rambling about all the strings, tying things. I'm not seeing anything that looks like that about Homestuck, so I do think that's a solid idea and could make for a good video. And it would be really fucking long. All by itself. So yeah, that's a that's a That's an epic W. Because I, you know, I do have to consider, you know, some topic suggestions might be equally valid. But like, I'm not interested in them. You know, I don't know anything about Bionicle, so I have no pre-existing interest in Bionicle. I do have a pre-existing interest in Homestuck, which is a positive in my opinion. Next one is Artoria. Hey, love the recent lecture. After listening to it a few times, I figure I'd give the series a shot and might as well try them all. Is the order you discuss the games in a good order to play them in? I replied to this in text, forgetting that I was supposed to reply in like a Q&A. I forgot the purpose of this question section. But yeah, my reply was to say, start with the classic series. Start with Mega Man. Yeah, start with the classic series, Mega Man and Mega Man 2, and then you can play a bunch of those. You don't have to play all of them, but try them. Then try, when you're done with that, or when you get tired of it, try X, then play some X's. You don't have to play them all. And when you're tired of that, try Zero, play some Zero. You don't have to play them all. And then, well, I wouldn't play ZX until, I would treat ZX and ZX Advent as a continuation of the Zero series. So... yeah, try the classic series, then try the X series, but each one in order. Like, play within each series, play the games in order. But you don't have to play like Mega Man 5 specifically before you play like Mega Man X, just or X2, even though one came out before the other. Just try the series in order, and within the series, play them in release order, I would say, and you'll be fine. And then like Legends, you can kind of play whenever because it's pretty different and not that related to any of the other ones specifically. And I forgot to mention that in this reply, I agree with this reply. The one thing I forgot to mention is the handheld games. I would say you pretty much, well, I mean, the Zero games are handheld, but I mean like Rockman World and, what are the X ones are called Extreme. Well, in English, they're called Extreme and Extreme 2. I would say those are pretty much optional. Probably the least optional one of those, I would say, would be V, as in Rockman World 5, because it has like a whole new cast of villains. That one's the least optional of the handhelds. But I wouldn't say any of them are like required playing for a Mega Man, if you want to get into Mega Man. In fact, I would kind of recommend skipping them unless you like really want to have played, say you played every Mega Man. They have some new content. Rockman World 5 is the only one that I would be like, you should, well, Extreme 2 has a bunch of, like, unique bosses. I mean, a lot of them have one or two unique bosses. Rockman World 5 and is the most essential of the handhelds, the handheld remakes. Extreme 2 is probably the second most. And after that, I think they're all pretty disposable. Okay, so that's my roadmap for getting into the series. I hope you liked it. WYCP, hello again, says, when is Beastcapades? For anyone that doesn't know, that was a comic that I started years ago and I fell off of. And, as I mentioned earlier in this very podcast, me and my procrastinator co-host, we are starting a periodical. And we're going to draw comics for it. And my plan is to, I'm going to continue Beastcapades in that. It's going to change its format a little bit, but Beastcapades will continue in the perfect comic party. That's what we're calling it, by the way. I haven't actually started drawing the new stuff, but I have ideas. I have had ideas for Beastcapades for years that I have simply not touched on, so I need to jump back into it and start executing on those. And also, I think I really need to revise, I don't know, I looked at some of the early Beastcapades and I really didn't like the way they were drawn. I thought they looked not like quaint or charmingly simple, but like shitty. So I need to try a little harder. I need to try a little harder than I was at the beginning of Beastcapades, but it's okay. That's called art evolution, and it's good. So I just need to do that. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I hope that makes you happy. I hope the answer pleases you. I am planning to continue Beastcapades relatively soon. Yeah, good question. Thanks. Next one, Grav G. 1 minute in, I think this is referring to the lecture. 1 minute in, I believe 8 hours is just entirely too long for a lecture. It should really be broken up into parts pertaining to the eras. 3 hours in, Mega Man has a really strong sense of justice. 8 hours in, I feel like he really left some things out. This could take a few more hours. Yeah, I definitely could have gone longer. There's stuff that I left out. I could have enumerated countless like references that are just, I could have like pointed out, things like, times when one Robot Master or Maverick from one series, you know, makes like a background cameo in another, game or whatever. You know, I could have gone into a command mission. I'm not sure if I will go into command mission in the battle. I feel maybe I should play command mission for the freaking battle. Because like when else would I ever talk about command mission? I have no particular opinion about it. I don't think it's bad or good. I don't know. It doesn't seem very essential, but how would I know? I know it's not canon. Oh, it's not canon to like the main X-Zero timeline. But when would I ever talk? So maybe I'll play it and talk about it in the eventual Battle Network follow-up lecture. What else could I? There's pretty much an infinite amount of minutia that I could theoretically have gone into. I could have researched into more like behind the scenes stuff if I wanted to. I'm pretty happy with the amount of detail that I managed to cram in there. You gotta call it sometime. I do think the intro is too long. I spend like 25 minutes before I actually get to the point. I think that's probably the lecture's biggest failing. And like some of the intro I think is essential, or some of it is good. Like, I don't know. The more Mega Man relevant parts of it, I do think are good. I wanted to say all the things that I said in the intro about like how I ended up doing the lecture and like the story behind it and why I pivoted the type of content. Like, I did want to say all that. I don't think it makes the video better. I don't regret saying it because it needed to be said and it was stuff I wanted to convey to my audience, but I don't think it really can help. I don't think it's good for the video. It's just good because I wanted to say it. You know what I mean? Okay, I hope that makes sense. That's the one thing that I'm like, maybe the video would do better if I didn't ramble for 25 minutes before getting the freaking point. But we'll never know. Next one, I will definitely try and keep the intro shorter though. Okay, next one from Grab G. I also have a speculation based purely on extrapolation from your 8-hour Mega Man lecture. Do you think it's possible that the Sigma virus was created by Dr. Wily not only as a virus, but as a sort of mirror of or infection made with the dark energy he gathered from space as almost like a way for Wily to live forever? What if the Sigma virus was actually Wily? And also, what if Wile was somehow a newer version of Wily in some weird way? Okay. I think the Sigma virus is kind of, it's sort of like the fact that there are other characters in the game heavily implied to be Wily makes me think that, like, I don't know, I don't think that the Sigma virus like is Wily, like is his personality living on. I do think it's his legacy, like what the Sigma virus does sort of line up with his philosophies about, you know, robots and humans and how they should interact with each other, it is sort of like his mindset or his ideology, sort of a meme, as the Metal Gear Solid series might have it, sort of living on from generation to generation into the future. So in that sense, it is, I would say it's more like Wily's legacy or his ideology rather than it being him himself. And the Vile, I mean, the name is obviously reminiscent. I don't know. You could come up with some sort of explanation for how, in a convoluted way, Vile could be Wily. Maybe Wily's consciousness existed in cyberspace, and then he managed to find a way to convert, program data back into human data, and then he immaculate conceptioned himself into a human woman somehow, and birthed himself as young Vile. I mean, it's not impossible, but nothing in the game really suggests it to me. It seems pretty strongly to suggest the opposite. Like, if other times Wily has reappeared in the series, he has been a Reploid. Vile is a human. And he doesn't really... I mean, I guess he's similar to Wily in that he wants to rule the world. But, I mean, that's just normal villain stuff. I don't know. There's not really that much similar about them when you get right down to it, other than the name and their role as villain. They I don't know. I don't think it's a really strong... I don't think that's meant to be the takeaway, I guess is what I'm saying. I think that if that was the takeaway, there would be more hints suggesting it. And there's just not, really. Slifer Sean says, "Sup, Ben. I'm back and now entering the wage cage officially, so I'm repatroned." Epic. Thank you. "Just caught up on the last two patron podcasts. I'll admit, I've not really been listening to the PCP as much in the last 1-2 years, since I've been on the job hunt and otherwise just chilling." So, hey, whatever. "I am, however, a prominent lurker in your server. I skim the chats and try to keep up on the goss. So that being said..." Is this the last comment? Hang on. Showing 13 of 18 comments. Are there more? Oh, there are more. All right. Before I get to that one, going back to the oldest ones. Actually, Dio asks, "I'd definitely like to see a PCP history downfall of Digi lecture. I think I'm caught up on the drama, but hearing it told in a structured format sounds good." Thank you. I agree. I think there's nuggets in there. I think there's a lot to tell, and some of it is pretty funny and pretty interesting, especially if you really boiled it down. And also, I just think, it's frustrating because, like, you would think that the people that follow me would know the PCP, like, history and story and, like, what is the situation, but, like, they don't. Genuinely, like, most people that I, like, you know, that respond to me on Twitter or I see talking about it, like, they don't know. And so it's like somebody's got to explain it, or nobody's going to, because nobody freaking knows. Only like the tiniest sliver of people who are in the know and really follow this stuff or are in my server and like follow me talking about it know the deal. And I feel like it just makes sense to make a video explaining the deal and just put it out there. And, you know, it won't do as well as the Mega Man video because it's not based on a hot pop culture property. And that's okay. But it might get some decent views, and it might, you know, get a certain relevant segment of the internet population who's interested in this sort of thing up to speed on sort of what went down in this little corner. And I think that would be good kind of for me. I think I just want everyone to be on the same page. Yeah. So I agree. Thanks. I'm glad you think it would be cool. I do too. Okay, and then F. Matz asked, hello, I would humbly ask for a Kingdom Hearts history lesson, thank you. Oh, and that I really like the new format. At first I thought that not going with chronological order and instead going with release order would be weird, but since you explained when the releases occurred and what they impacted on the earlier parts of the story, linking everything together was actually nice. Thank you again. I'm glad you think so. I do think I made the right choice in that regard. I don't really have any questions. I really like the 8-hour video, and I hope to see more in-depth analysis like that one with images, storylines, and links. Thank you for your work. And then I mentioned to F. Matz that, did you know that my brother did a Kingdom Hearts lecture that's kind of similar? and then he said, wow, thank you. I just watched some parts of the video to check some info and realized how silly it was for me to ask a lecture on a series that is yet to be concluded. From 2017 now... till now, two big games lore-wise have concluded, but overall, the story is still to be finished. Sorry for being so hasty to ask that. No, not at all. It's perfectly reasonable. There's a lot of lore. And I mean, I'm sure you hadn't seen that video before, so how would you know? And yeah, the series is not done, but like, you know, who knows how much longer it'll go on. I mean, Mega Man's still not done. But watching those older videos, he continues, but watching those older videos, like this one from your brother, for example, Sonichi 101, I guess I can really say that the Mega Man format worked way better for me. Less words and more images on the board, less people talking at the same time, and more timeline content. I don't know if that's the right word for it. Ugh. Whoops. In any case, thanks for linking me the older PCP video. Much appreciated. And then I said, yeah, I was originally going to do it the old way. And then for organizational reasons, it wouldn't work. So I did it the new way with no audience. And I might have said this before, but I'll say it again. I actually think I was afraid to change formats because the old lectures had done so well, especially the Sonichi one, but the other ones too. Everyone seemed to like them. They were my most popular content. So I was afraid to change it up. But in my opinion... those lectures actually, in some ways, they benefited from having the audience. The audience brings energy, and the audience brings a certain improvisational sort of comedy, I guess, or an improvisational element where they might ask questions that might prompt a more thoughtful response about something that might prove interesting, that might add additional wrinkles to a narrative. They can sort of get additional content out of that you might not have thought of. Otherwise, having the people to bounce ideas off of live can bring out interesting things in that way. And that's all cool. But on the other hand, the audience also can be kind of distracting. And the audience can be, yeah, sort of... sometimes the questions are not good. Sometimes the questions are not interesting. Sometimes the improv comedy or the jokes or the people yelling things out do not really contribute, or meaningfully. And I think going back and listening, I think that the old lectures with the audience are really a mix. Sometimes, I mean, some of the jokes that we make, some of the memes from those old ones are from things people shouted or said in the crowd, in the audience, and that's all good. But I kind of think it's sort of an even mix at almost at best. At best, it's an even mix of like the audience adds something versus the audience distracts and sort of lessens the point. I kind of think that overall, yeah, having the video be more focused about just me, the presenter, talking to you, the viewer, it's just kind of a more consistent experience. I kind of think that with an audience, things get sidetracked. Chatter breaks out, and it's just, yeah. I think the new format is good overall, although they both have certain strengths. The other strength of the audience format was that since a bunch of the audience was, like, my fellow content creators, you know, they would be invested in, like, we, you know, we did those things at, like, events that we all hyped up the event, and then we all, like, we all, you know, retweeted and shared and reshared and supported and talked about those lectures in other content and stuff. So we all, like, we all boosted them for each other. In that regard, you know, a solo video does not have quite that same benefit. But, you know, this video did really well, so I guess that didn't really matter either. Yeah. That's my spiel about the format. Okay. So back to... I think, Yeah, Riley Biddle, Dawson Emmerich. I think, yep, the last question here was the one that I was going to answer from Sean. Let me start it over. I'll start where I left off. All right. You said you're a prominent lurker in my server. Skim the chats, keep up with the goss. So that being said, I am very much pro downfall of Digibro, PCP lore, real brony lecture. I think it would be the next logical step progression of a lecture to get some stuff off your chest. Currently, I'm going through the RadCon 4 server backlog and having quite a laugh as I type this out. Seeing myself, however minute, contribute to the conversation where she eventually rage quits the server is quite a treat. That is just a drop in the bucket, though, that many might not realize. Like you said, that she has done. You are the perfect person to make this kind of video, a video that may be useful for people to know about. Just to comment on that, yeah, I mean, the fact that I did, like I said, just like Homestuck, I have a vested interest in Homestuck. I have a pre-existing interest in Homestuck. Digibro, I have a vested interest and a pre-existing interest in her, specifically an interest in destroying her and tarnishing her legacy forever. And I will, no matter what. And I'll do it with truth. I'll do it with the truth, goddammit. Same for PCP. I have an interest in all that stuff and explaining to people what the heck kind of, because nobody knows. Genuinely, it baffles my mind. Like, people ask me, like, hey, whatever happened to Munchie? And it's like, we've talked about that, like, a million, like, it's not a secret. But why do people keep asking me, like, have you seen Munchie? Like, where is he? It's like, it's not a secret. Stuff like that. Okay. Slifer Sean continues, a lot changed since I last commented in terms of D&D bullshit. I loop back around to actually considering Fighter as a good option for old Zomi, Raging Barbarian, and Wielder of the Gentle Darkness. I felt it thematically appropriate that he will spec into Echo Knight. I don't even know what an Echo Knight is. The gist is that there is going to be a soul in the sword that in that combination of subclass will be very fitting as you summon a shadow clone, essentially. S/N? I don't know what that stands for. You making a lecture on some D&D lore would be epic, but like you were saying, not necessarily highly relevant anymore now that pro-Jared stuff calmed down. I mean, D&D lore, I mean, there's too much of that. I mean, there's different, like, universe, like, there's Dragonlance, and there's, like, Forgotten Realms, and there's, like, space one. There's one that's kind of in, like, I want to say the Rift Cafe. Spelljammer. And, you know, that's just the three that jumped to the top of my head. I mean, D&D doesn't really have lore. I mean, I guess, how would I, I could talk about all the different canonical settings. I mean, you're not even playing D&D in a D&D setting. You're playing D&D in, like, a One Piece setting, right? Right? I think so. I think you told me that. Based, if true. Unless you mean, like, a specific campaign. Like, a specific campaign might have lore. I don't know. D&D lore? That's, like, too big and too vague. I wouldn't even know where to begin with such a prompt. Okay, the question. Have you played Devil May Cry? It is something I've gotten into lately and has been really enjoyable, currently on the third game. When I was in high school, I think it was in high school, or something around there, one of my best friends was really into the new Devil May Cry. The game was pretty new. He got it on his shiny new, it was PS2 game, right? He had Devil May Cry. He was really into it. I tried to play it, and I wasn't that good at it, and I kind of, like, I didn't own it. I think I just played it at his house, so I didn't really have time to, like, get good at it. My parents, especially my dad, really did not like me playing video games. He really disliked video games, and he severely limited my gaming time, so I didn't really have time gaming to, like, get good at games, so I didn't, like, get to play it to the point that I, like, got good at it and or any game, really, you know, to the point that I was pulling off stylish combos or whatever. So I kind of just found it sort of hard, and I sort of bounced off it, and I rented Devil May Cry 2, and I didn't like it. I tried to play as the girl that throws the knives, and I mean, I think everybody thinks, I didn't know this at the time, I didn't read the reviews, But now, everybody says Devil May Cry 2 is terrible, and in particular, that character is terrible. So, you know, after that, I bounced off the series and I never played another one. Just like with Digimon. Just like with Digimon. I got to the second season with the second cast of kids, and that was terrible, and I bounced off and I never watched it again. I bounced off Devil May Cry 2 and I never played it again. That's pretty much my story with Devil May Cry. I actually got through those questions pretty fast. But I feel like I've answered them thoroughly. Well, I don't want to waste anyone's time, so I guess I'll conclude, and I'll say thank you all for patroning. Thank you for your questions. If you have more, leave more down below. I am happy to answer them in another, again, when I get a bunch that seems like enough to make for a sizable podcast worth of answers, I will answer them at that time. And I'm hoping to since I haven't really even started, I've only really done preliminary work on the next lecture. I wouldn't say I've even really started preparing it exactly. I've just sort of started getting things together that will eventually congeal into a lecture. So we're very much in the preliminary stages. That being said, it's not going to take me 5 months like Mega Man did. I'm not planning to make it that huge of a project. So I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to embarrass myself by throwing out stupid predictions, but maybe I could have another lecture done in the next 2 months. Before the end of April. I feel like that's feasible. I don't know. I can't make any promises. I guess I'm going to say that that's if I take notes and I write sort of an outline, because whenever I do these lectures, I don't really write a script. I just kind of have an outline of things I want to say, and then I go through them live, basically. So maybe if over the course of this month, I write out an outline and I make a timeline and stuff, and then in April, by then, maybe I'll be ready to set up a board and record and then edit. I don't know. It depends. It depends on how other stuff shakes out. And I kind of want to get the book Kickstarter going, and I don't know exactly how much of my time that's going to eat up. I can't say anything for absolute sure, but I really don't want these lectures to be twice a year. I would really rather do more of them than that. So I feel like I need to be picking up the pace on them too. So I'm going to try and, I'm going to try and get busy on it and try and shortly move out of the preliminary phase and into the, let's get down to brass tacks and actually think about what the content of this is going to be, what the structure of it, what's it going to look like, what does the flowchart look like, etc., etc. It's time to get to work. So my lips are dry. All right, thanks for listening, thanks for patroning. If 22 more people patroned, then I would be forced against my will to do that thing I said and let people vote on a freaking new lecture topic, which could potentially be funny. So tell your friends. That's all I have to say. Thank you again. Thanks for listening. I'm glad you're here. And I will hope to get a video out before too long. And hoping to get some other work done as well in the near future. So thanks again. Okay. Leave a comment, leave a question, and I'll answer it next time. Okay, goodbye. Mwah.